Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined in studio by senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, Rich Kirchen. Rich, always appreciate your time.
Sure, Jeff.
All right. So, seeing a little bit of breaking news here that the EU has retaliated against Trump's trade moves and hitting beef, whiskey, motorcycles with targeted retaliatory tariffs. What impact do you think? And obviously, a lot of those items hit hard right here in Wisconsin. But the tariffs already on steel, aluminum have impacts, of course, on Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, well, you forgot to mention bourbon and boats also are yes. are on the list of the retaliatory tariffs that the EU announced. It was overnight U.S. time, I think. It was yesterday in Europe. But 50% retaliatory tariffs in response to the Trump administration imposing steel and aluminum tariffs worldwide. And since they mentioned motorbikes, as they call them in Europe, that clearly targets Harley-Davidson being the largest by far American motorcycle manufacturer. My initial research is that Harley was still under a 25% tariff from the previous Trump administration that had been imposed by Europe. So this would increase. The company would be affected, I guess, in two ways. One, already by, if to the extent that they use steel and aluminum imported from other countries, that would increase Harley's manufacturing costs. And then on the other hand, if there is, in fact, a 50% tariff imposed on Harley-Davidson's exports to Europe, that would pretty much make their bikes not competitive in the European market.
Yeah. Well, obviously, a different kind of separate path here. But this week, they also, company announced kind of an ultra-exclusive vehicle. Is this going after a new customer niche? Is it, I don't want to say gimmick, but like what's the news behind a new high-end ride for Harley?
Well, it's a limited edition. I mean, they're talking about making 131 of these bikes that sell for $110,000. It's their Road Glide, which normally sells for about 45,000 new.
Okay.
And the 131 is a reference to the new 131 motor that, has I forget how many horsepower, but it's fast. And it's just sort of a one-off, as I understand it. I don't know that it's going to be something that they're going to continue making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it could pull in a new customer, perhaps. I mean, it's pretty impressive. I get titanium exhaust pipes, and you save some pounds there. So it's going to be fast, and
yes,
it's going to be, like you said, limited edition. So you maybe bring in a higher-end niche customer that isn't currently buying Harley-Davidson.
Right. And it seems like they've been emphasizing the macho this year. With when they rolled out their new models for 2025, the video was very macho, trying to get their mojo back after last year when they were criticized for being woke with their DEI policy. This is about as macho as you can get. And, and it's based on, they actually have a Harley-Davidson racing team. And the CEO Jochen Zeitz says this is, as close to a street legal racing bike as you can get.
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt, Harley's loyal customers are and continue to age, and the customers, hey, if you're interested in buying a high end exclusive bike, maybe this is going to bring in a new customer base for them. I like the move. We'll see how it pans out. When we come back, I want to get Rich's take on Kohl's Cash opening up. We talked before the break about sales numbers in the fourth quarter for Kohl's, but now there's some new plans around Kohl's Cash and what brands are included in the discounts. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're joined by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, going through business headlines. Always changes in the retail world. Kohl's, locally, Menominee Falls based, coming up with new ideas to expand the reach of Kohl's Cash, kind of given falling sales in fourth quarter last year. Rich, I've always thought that there's a big opportunity here for Kohl's to modernize and update the approach with Kohl's Cash. It's kind of it's a print thing mainly. It gets put on the app, but I think there's a lot of opportunities to personalize it, but also it seems like they want to add more brands to the deal program.
Yeah, well, you get, when you check out at Kohl's too, they print out a coupon for you as well with Kohl's Cash. And, I have to admit that I don't really use it. I give it to my daughter and, you know, she does what she does. But, yeah, so the new Ashley Buchanan, the new CEO, is, you know, evaluating everything. And he's saying that, yeah, they had eliminated too many brands from Kohl's Cash. You know, you couldn't use it for those brands. He did not say which brands. But these are the national brands, and apparently they had eliminated even brands that didn't want to be excluded. So that being said, you know, he said they're having conversations with some of these national brands to see whether they fit and agree to be part of Kohl's Cash. So, yeah, the idea being to make it easier in this era of discount retail for Kohl's to be a player.
Yeah, I mean, you want to take away the friction for sure, and you want to simplify the shopping experience, especially in store. But I think there's also that opportunity online for Kohl's to modernize Kohl's.com and integrate in Kohl's Cash on that platform too, because people have come to expect it and sure, they want a deal. And I think there's a really good opportunity to continue to position Kohl's Cash in this kind of modern new era for retail. All right. Well, modern new era in baseball always. You had a good story last week regarding Bob Uecker's continued legacy with Usinger's famous sausage. Will those television spots continue in this upcoming new season?
Yeah, well, I talked to Fritz Usinger last week after, you know, hearing the latest Usinger's radio commercial on a Brewers game right here on 620 WTMJ.
Ding, ding.
Hey. And what Fritz told me is I had a couple of questions. What are you going to do with the advertising mm-hmm. that featured Bob? And what about the products that you sell with his identification on there?
Yeah.
And they are continuing, and I saw him at the store this weekend. They're still selling the Mr. Baseball Brats
okay.
and the Mr. Baseball Beef Franks, and a portion of the proceeds with the agreement of Bob's family will continue to go to charity. As far as the television ads, when I was talking with Fritz last week, he said they hadn't decided yet whether they're going to do, you know, the Feinste Wurste commercials that have been running for years.
All right. Well, I always enjoyed those. There's kind of a beautiful old school feel to them, and yeah, it will be good to see those hopefully continuing on the television airwaves this upcoming season. When we come back, more with Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. Water Council CEO is retiring. What's the next steps for this legacy organization in the community? Where will its new home be? And I have Rich Kirchen give us a little preview of next week's 40 Under 40 at the Milwaukee Business Journal. Many, many years ago, a young reporter, Rich Kirchen, got to write a little profile for a young Jeff Sherman in 40 Under 40. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit, too. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're joined by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. Business headlines. The Dean Amhouse, Rich, is the founding president and CEO at the Water Council here in the area. What's the next steps for Dean?
Yeah, well, Dean, hard to believe, but he has led that organization for 15 years, during which time they've experienced a lot of growth, expanded their facilities in the Walker's Point area of Milwaukee, mm-hmm. just south of downtown. He's retiring, and a few days after they announced his retirement at age 66, The Water Council Board of Directors announced that they were going to be an affiliate of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. Now, we don't know exactly what that means in terms of the business arrangement, right, but it's notable development.
Yeah. And obviously it's a nimble but very powerful organization in terms of what it's doing to create and a regional economic growth. So it makes sense to have that strategic alignment with MMAC. I'm guessing they'll do a national search for the new executive director.
That's the plan. Yeah, I think they have, I'm trying to remember from the story I wrote about Dean's retirement, I think they have maybe a half dozen employees. So it's not a large organization, mm-hmm, but I believe their operating budget is around $2 million. They convene people from the water industry nationwide, maybe even internationally here in Milwaukee for events and, you know, education seminars and so forth. And there are a number of Milwaukee area businesses that are directly involved with the Water Council.
Yeah. Yeah. And you go back, I mean, Dean's been a passionate evangelist, if you will, for the region most of his career. He used to be the executive director of the Spirit of Milwaukee. And the Spirit of Milwaukee, if you remember, was created with funds from the sale of Midwest Express Airlines to be a promotional entity for Milwaukee. So going back in my career, worked with Dean through the years, and he's always been really strategic in terms of how he packages and promotes and positions the region. So the staff there, the team there has done a great job to position the Milwaukee area as a resource around freshwater. Next week, Wednesday, is the annual 40 Under 40 event for the Milwaukee Business Journal. And tell us all about that and kind of what 40 Under 40 kind of means to you. You've been doing profiles for 40 Under 40 for a long time.
Let's just say it's been a while since I would have qualified. But I was a member of the news staff, so really could not be considered for the honor. Unlike a certain host of the Upswing,
yes,
which we'll talk about. But yeah, it's been around since the early part of the 90s, and it's recognizes people who are making things happen who are under the age of 40. We pick 40 of them.
Yes.
Most of them are in business, but there are some in nonprofits and in education and some other healthcare, other areas of the local economy. And it's a great event. These days, you know, just getting people under 40 to even be aware of a newspaper, it helps us on that front.
Yeah.
Newspaper and website, MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com. Our editors, we get something like 300 submissions every year, nominations, and they pick out specifically 40.
Yeah.
And we write many profiles on them that appear online and in our print edition. And then we throw an event, and the last few years it's been at the Miller High Life Theater downtown. Okay. We sort of use the lower deck of that. We get, I think, 600 or so guests, if you include the honorees and sponsors and then, you know, their family, friends, colleagues. Yeah. It's a great celebration of the next generation of leaders in the Southeast Wisconsin region.
Yeah, it's really become a signature event for the community and just a great way to spotlight so many people that are doing amazing things.
Yes.
I will share this on my social accounts, but here is the Business Journal print edition if you're watching on YouTube, December 1st, the year 2000. My little profile written by Rich Kirch, and you said some wonderful things, so I appreciate it. I had some hair back in 2000, which, you know, makes the photo
I'm guessing beautiful. I did as well.
Yes.
So, yes. Right, we were trying to figure out where that interview took place, but at the time you were involved in some, it was a sports-related businesses.
Yeah, Wisconsin Sports Authority, and we were just starting on Milwaukee.com, and you interviewed one of my former bosses, Carl Miller, at Miller Communications, and Carl said some nice things and saying, I predict that whether it's this on Milwaukee or something else, that he'll be successful. So thanks for interviewing, Carl, and thanks for the kind words.
Hey, you're welcome.
40 Under 40 next Wednesday at the Miller High Life
Theater. It is a private event.
Yes, indeed. But a showcase for all the good commerce and community that happens in Greater Milwaukee. Rich, always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jeff.